From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. No additional cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, keeping the local count at 52 for the second day in a row. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich is saying while the confirmation of no new cases is always a good thing, they continue to expect more positives. She says we are continuing to focus on getting all of the pieces in place, as identified by the governor's recent address, such as testing capacity and all aspects of preparedness. Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel says crime's been down during the COVID landscape. He says there were about 36 citations for misdemeanor or felony offenses in March. There are also 11 arrest warrants for which citations were issued in lieu of taking the offenders to jail. Those numbers down from previous months. Moving violation citations way, way down, he says, largely because people aren't moving around as much. Hansel adds that the department has released about 170 inmates in the past month or so, and the prison population is a big decrease from what it was this time last year. The Yurok Tribe continues to try to maintain services for its citizens. All of Yurok Health and Human Services programs, including food distribution, temporary assistance for needy families, burial assistance, and low-income energy assistance, are accessible to those in need now. They're accepting new applications. Staff are available to take applications by phone Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, next week, the Yurok Health and Human Services Food Distribution Program will begin offering disaster food boxes to Yurok tribal citizens in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. A tribal citizen struggling due to the crisis are eligible for the service. Elders and other vulnerable residents will be served first, and the boxes will go out on a weekly basis. Note that signing up for the 30-day supply of food from the Food Distribution Program is recommended for income-eligible families and those with dependents. You can call 888-225-8952 to find out more. Extremely challenging enrollment issues are apparently ahead for Humboldt State University. According to Lost Coast Outpost, HSU could see a 20% reduction in total student population. Officials also cited a Chronicle of Higher Education article estimating one in every six high school seniors are reconsidering their collegiate plans for fall 2020. Of those high school seniors rethinking, 35% said that they were planning on taking a gap year. That could mean a drop of about 32 to 39% in the incoming fall 2020 freshman headcount. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.